Hey everyone, this is Pastor Bruce Mejia here from First Works Baptist Church in Amati, California. I want to make a quick video giving my thoughts on Pastor Anderson's leadership. Now, within recent days, there's been controversy surrounding the King James Conference at Revival Baptist Church. And with that, Pastor Anderson preached a sermon entitled Ruckmanism in Light of the Bible, where he refutes a lot of the claims that were made at that conference and refuted a lot of the allegations that were made against him. Now, anytime something like this happens where there's controversy and there's people that disagree with other people, often you will have a group of people that will make the claim that, well, Pastor Anderson is just trying to control the people in the churches and he's just a dictator and, you know, he's just trying to influence people in other churches. He's trying to control what the pastors preach from behind the pulpit, etc. But quite frankly, nothing could be further from the truth. And I want to give my thoughts on that. In 2017, Pastor Anderson started a church out here in Los Angeles, and at that time it was called Faith Forward Baptist Church. Of course, now it's First Works Baptist Church, and we are an independent fundamental Baptist church separated from Faith Forward. But in 2017, he started the church here. He ordained me as the evangelist, and ultimately he hired me to be on staff. So I was on the payroll of Faith Forward Baptist Church. He was my boss, and I was his employee. Now, with that being said, because he was the boss, he really had every right to run the church in Los Angeles the way he wanted it to be run. You know, he had the right to tell me what to preach, you know, how to run the church, how to administrate it, just do it the way he wants it done. But he never did that. So the entire time that we had the church and we were Faith Forward Baptist Church of Los Angeles, there was never a time where Pastor Anderson, where I received a call from him or had a meeting with him where he specifically said, hey, you know, you can't preach that. Why you're under Faith Forward Baptist Church, this is what you need to preach, or this is how you need to lead the church, and you can't do this, you can't do that. He was never a micromanager, is what I'm saying. And in fact, you know, there would be times when he would come preach for us once a month or once every couple of months. And keep in mind, this is his church, or it was his church. At that time, it was his church, and you know, these are the people in his church. These are his church members. And never once did he ever go behind the pulpit and say, this is my church, I'm your pastor, you listen to me, you know, Pastor Mejia is just the evangelist, and, you know, just kind of being a dictator, as people like to say. There's never a time that he did that. And in fact, I would go as far as to say that there was times when he would come and he would almost treat our church in Los Angeles as though it was already independent. And what I mean by that is that he showed me the utmost respect, not just in person, but just before the people. He would treat me as though I was the pastor of the church, even though we weren't independent as of yet. And he would often endear the hearts of the people in the congregation to me. He didn't have to do that. You know, he was the pastor of the church, and it was under his name still, and, you know, it still had the name Faith Forward Baptist Church, but, you know, that wasn't really important to him. And in fact, you know, Pastor Anderson and I, obviously we're good friends. He's a great friend of mine. I consider him to be a close friend, a mentor, and a great influencer in my life. But, you know, we obviously agree on a lot of things, but there's areas that we don't agree on. You know, there's different interpretations that I have of certain scriptures in the Bible. And he doesn't really care about those things. In fact, I remember one time when we were on a missions trip to Mexico, we were Faith Forward Baptist Church still at that time. And I brought to his attention a specific scripture that I had a different interpretation of that he had preached from. Nothing major, just a minute issue. And I asked him, I said, hey, you know, you preach this regarding this scripture. This is my interpretation of it. What do you think about that? The reason I was asking him is because I wanted to preach on that subject, but I didn't want to do that, you know, if he felt like, you know, that's not what I agree with. This is our church still. You do that when you're the pastor. But you're under Faith Word, you preach how I want you to preach. And I asked him about that, and he said, well, I don't agree with that, but he said, preach it. I don't care. He literally told me, Bruce, I don't disagree with what you preach. And we're talking about secondary issues. You know, obviously, we're not talking about primary doctrines. But there's times when I had a different interpretation than he did. And even when I was his employee and he was my boss, never once did he say, you can have an indifferent interpretation, you just can't preach a different interpretation. In fact, he gave me a lot of liberty as the evangelist there to preach those doctrines. And I would often even check in with him. I would say, hey, this is what I believe about this. And he would say, I don't have a problem with you preaching that, you know. But never once did he ever call me to try to correct me on things. And in fact, there was times that I had to call him and kind of drag it out of him, you know, because I wanted his insight on something. What I'm saying is that, you know, Pastor Anderson actually gave me a lot of liberty as an evangelist, soon to be pastor in the church. Even when it came to administration and church discipline, you know, there would be times when I would want to get his insight on a specific issue. And he would say, you know what, I'll leave that in your hands. You know, you judge that. I trust your judgment. You know, you deal with it as you see fit. And I learned a lot from that type of leadership, you know. One thing I learned is that he was very secure in his leadership. You know, he wasn't afraid that I was going to become better than him, or that I was going to win the people's hearts, or that I was going to do my own thing. And he wasn't afraid of me succeeding as an evangelist or as a pastor. And in fact, I think that's what he wanted, you know. He taught me that to be secure in my leadership, but he also taught me that, you know, we should desire for others to succeed, and in spite of whether we get credit or not. You know, so one thing I learned from him is the fact that he just wants the job done, and he wants others to succeed. He wants churches to succeed. He wants pastors to succeed. He wants us to win people to Christ. And whether he gets the credit or not, he doesn't really care. And he was like that the entire time that I worked for him. He never became a dictator. He never came to preach for our church and just kind of slammed his fist on the pulpit and said, I'm the leader here. You listen to me. And, you know, Pastor Mejia or Brother Mejia is not the pastor yet. You know, no, in fact, he would often treat us almost like an independent church. And so, you know, these claims that people make and these accusations that, oh, he's just trying to be a dictator. If he wasn't like that with his own employee, you know, someone who's on his payroll, if he was willing to give someone like me the liberty to lead and to preach as the Lord led me, you know, how much more someone who he doesn't have any ties to, like to another independent church? And so, you know, don't listen to people like that when they make those claims. They don't know what they're talking about. And to pastors out there, I would say, hey, you know, don't be afraid of having Pastor Anderson influence the people in your church. You know, when I think about that, would to God that my church members would listen to all my friends, because they would only benefit from that. And in fact, it would benefit me for them to listen to my friends. Because if they're listening to my friends, it's only going to make them a better Christian, which in turn will make them better church members. If my friends can lead my church members in the way of righteousness, make them better soul winners, better Christians, better fathers, better mothers, you know, better employees, obviously our church is going to benefit from that. So insecure leaders don't want people to do that. You know, insecure leaders, they want to be the only ones to influence their church members. They don't want them to listen to anybody else. A secure leader seeks to push their church members to be under, listen to other people so they can grow. And in fact, I took that to heart. And in our church, we have a system of leaders, about six or seven leaders that are designated a group of people from our church, you know, that they are to disciple and lead and train how to soul win. And I'll be honest with you, there's people within those groups that are a lot closer to their team leader than they are to me. And you know what? That doesn't bother me at all. Because at the end of the day, it's going to make them better soul winners. It's going to make them better Christians. And as we grow as a church, at least I know they're in good hands. So, you know, the insecure leader wants all the attention to themselves, wants loyalty only to themselves. A secure leader just wants the job to get done. you know, regardless of who gets the credit. You know, security leader wants everyone to succeed, and their success is not based upon putting others down in order to elevate oneself up. So just want to make that video because I know there's a lot of people out there that will make those claims. And I know Pastor Anderson is not going to make a video defending himself in this area. So I will, you know, I work for him. I know him as a boss, and I'm sure his current employees could validate that as well. You know, he's a secure leader. He wants others to succeed, and he's not a micromanager. He's not a dictator, you know, so stop making those claims. That's pretty much it. God bless.